Staying out of the weeds. This is part two of a two-part series. If you didn't see part one, you might want to take a look at it. It's linked in the description. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. When using comprehensible input to learn a language, in this case English, it is easy to get tangled in things that don't help us progress in our quest to improve our language level. There are resources available to us online, for instance, that can chew up our time but provide little or no benefit to us. I started out with the phrase, how do we stay out of the weeds? So the phrase getting into the weeds or in the weeds probably came out of the restaurant industry. It appears to have come out of the late 20th century, and it was used to describe getting into difficulties because of too much complexity. If a worker in a restaurant was overwhelmed with too many orders or too much complexity in those orders, they were getting into the weeds. The expression came into corporate use, and the first time I ever heard it, it was probably in a meeting, a corporate meeting, and I attributed it to corporate speak. If you've ever attended a meeting where people are talking about their corporate agenda, sometimes they use terminology that is a little peculiar, at least peculiar to some of us. So we want to stay out of the weeds. So our context here is we are using comprehensible input to acquire a language. We're not studying a language. We're not studying grammar. We're not studying lists of vocabulary that we're trying to memorize. We want the language to grow in our brain so that we can use it intuitively. We want it to flow. We don't want to be translating and calculating and comparing what we want to say to some list of grammar rules that we can barely remember. So if we're using platforms like YouTube to get input, there are going to be things offered to us that are distracting and might get us into the weeds. What's the downside about getting into the weeds? There are four reasons you don't want to get into the weeds. Number one, frustration. If you're trying to learn English and you come upon a video that adds a tremendous amount of complexity and strangeness, you can become very frustrated. And in language learning, frustration can lead to burnout. Frustration stresses us, and stress can lead to burnout. We don't want a lot of stress. We certainly don't want frustration. So when I am selecting input for Spanish, if I see something that looks very frustrating to me, I'm going to stay away from it. Number two, it's a waste of time. We don't want to do things in our language learning journey that produce no benefit. If you get into the weeds, you're just wasting your time. You don't get much for it. The third reason that you don't want to get into the weeds is confusion. If you add a lot of complexity and confusing details to your program, then you can become overwhelmed because you're confused about all these details that have been unnecessarily added. Comprehensible input is not that complex. You choose good content and you consume it. Number four, we don't want to put our energy and our efforts into doing something that simply doesn't matter. In the 21st century, the internet and YouTube are full of very attractive options for us. And if we get sucked into something that pulls us into the weeds, we invest our precious time and our effort into something that gives us no benefit. I would prefer to strive to do something that is useful. While we're on the subject of YouTube for language learners, do not get the impression that I'm negative about this platform. No, I'm very positive about this platform because it gives us unbelievable opportunities. But we need to be clear-headed about how we look at YouTube for language learning. Content creators are competing with each other. They are competing for views, and they are vying for the attention of the algorithm. Many content creators strive to please the algorithm so that they will get more impressions, more views, more success. This competition appears to reward content that is a little more outlandish, a little more outrageous, something that is quite novel. Indeed, creators want to be different. With these influences on the behavior of content creators, we run the risk of getting pulled into the weeds. So how do we overcome this? We're choosing our content from the internet. How do we avoid getting pulled into the weeds? Well, first of all, I would go back to what Stephen Krashen said. Our content, to be useful for us, needs to be comprehensible. We need to be able to understand it for the most part. We need to be able to follow the stories or the discussions. It needs to be understandable by us. This doesn't mean we need to know every word. We need to be able to follow the story. Number two, it needs to be interesting. If you find content that you're not even slightly interested in, it won't be useful to you. I could create a video that would be comprehensible input by reading a telephone directory or reading a dictionary, but it would always fail this criteria. It would not be interesting. Number three, the content needs to be compelling. It needs to pull you into the story so that you forget that this is all about acquiring English. You want that story. You're going directly after the story at an emotional level. It needs to be compelling. If you use those criteria for selecting your input, you should be in pretty good shape avoiding the weeds. So what do we want to avoid? We want to avoid minutiae, that is, the little picky details that don't provide much benefit to you, things that nobody talks about. We want to avoid silly or unimportant details. We don't want to waste our time, and we don't want to confuse ourselves with strange input. What should we avoid on site? At this point, I am expressing personal opinion. This is what I do as I look at content. This is what I avoid when I see content offered to me that promises to use my time and perhaps give me some benefit in exchange. Number one, discussions about grammar. Now, I need to be a little flexible here because there are people who are very fascinated by grammar. The important thing to understand here is that fascination with grammar doesn't make you a better language learner. It just celebrates your fascination. So if your goal is to entertain yourself studying grammar, then go for it. That's fine. But if your goal is to acquire the English language, de-emphasize studying grammar. Eliminate it. It's not important if your goal is to actually acquire the English language. So when I see content online available to me and it's focused on grammar, I'm going to avoid it on sight. Lists of vocabulary is the same category. As soon as I see lists of vocabulary, I avoid it on sight. There are a lot of titles or descriptions that will lead you to quickly conclude that you should avoid that content on sight. If I see a video with a title, "I got fluent in 30 days, I'll never click on it. Never in a million years will I click on it, because I don't want to know what that video offers. Learn 10,000 words quickly and easily. I don't want that video. That is not comprehensible input. It's not useful to me. I avoid it like the plague. How about a video entitled "The Input Myth"? I'm not clicking on it. I avoid it on sight. I don't need controversies. I trust this method. It's solid. It's delivering the goods. It's providing the benefit. I don't need someone to manufacture a controversy and deliver it to me in a video that I willingly clicked on. That would just get me into the weeds. There is some content online that consists of brief tests with the implication that if you know these words or phrases, you are already fluent. Most of us would figure out very easily that that's just nonsense. I avoid such content on site. You will also see a lot of content on minutia. If I see a video title that talks about weak forms or how to pronounce the I, I'm going to avoid it on sight. We must not lose sight that we are language learners. We have chosen comprehensible input as our method. We trust the system, and we need to be vigilant that we don't get distracted along the way, lose our way, and waste our time. In language learning, getting into the weeds has to do with frustration, confusion, and wasting your time. When I select input for acquiring a language, I avoid content that appears to offer frustration, confusion, and wastes my time. So going forward, let's stay out of the weeds. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.